Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A pawn shop burglary in Baton Rouge, Louisiana has led authorities to uncover a plot to kill police officers.
This case has very quickly evolved from a local pawn shop break into what authorities here on the ground consider a credible threat to police officers here in Baton Rouge. Authorities say a group of individuals broke into that local pawn shop and made off, or believed to have made off, with at least 8 handguns. Well, throughout the course of the investigation, they were able to recover most of the weapons and also able to arrest at least 3 individuals, one of which, 17-year-old Antonio Thomas, told investigators that they plan to, quote, look for bullets to kill police.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. The first 3 funerals are to take place today in Dallas, where 5 officers were shot to death last Thursday. President Obama, who attended a memorial service in Dallas yesterday, will be meeting at the White House today with police officers, mayors, and civil rights activists. Now, we've all seen that horrifying video of Philando Castile in the minutes after he was shot by a police officer in suburban Minneapolis.
But what about when that cell phone video goes to black? Well, the police chief of some of those first responding police officers helps us fill in the gaps. He says that his officers arrived on scene, secured the scene, and within 3 minutes started administering CPR on Castile. He says all of that was captured on dash cam video and that video was turned over to the state agency conducting this investigation. He says that it will all be revealed when the investigation is completed.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. Locally, on 2 occasions yesterday, D.C. police officers had guns fired at them. And the police chief says that's taking a toll on the force.
That somebody would turn a gun and shoot at the police officers twice in one day is a big concern.
D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier says the most recent incident was near the Capitol, where there were reports of a man with a gun. Police pursued the suspects into a tunnel, and they fired shots at the officers. But there was no return fire because of the crowded location. Lanier says officers are still being kept in pairs, and emotions remain raw.
The anxiety is across the board.
Lanier says officers realize what happened in Dallas could happen in D.C. as well. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump will not be speaking at the NAACP annual convention next week. The civil rights group's president, Cornell William Brooks, says Trump declined their invitation.
The explanation given was that they're holding their convention at the same time. We, of course, are in Cincinnati. They are in Cleveland. We were hoping that he would make the short trip from Cleveland to Cincinnati.
Hillary Clinton is scheduled to appear. D.C. lawmakers have voted to put a statehood referendum on the November ballot. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
The council will send a resolution to the Board of Elections allowing the resident to be placed on the November 8 ballot on the question related to D.C. statehood.
The unanimous vote by the D.C. council is part of Mayor Bowser's strategy to pursue what's called the Tennessee model for statehood. Tennessee became a state after it crafted its own constitution and then was admitted into the Union by Congress. A federal court is now once again considering the argument of an American University law student that Maryland's congressional district map violates the First Amendment rights of Republican voters. Stephen Shapiro's lawsuit was originally dismissed 2 years ago, but a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court has returned it to a federal 3-judge panel, which heard arguments yesterday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,348, the Nasdaq at 50,23. Sports, for the 4th year in a row, the American League wins the All-Star game. Eric Hosmer of the Kansas City Royals was game MVP after going 2-for-3 with a homer. Bryce Harper was 1-for-2 for the National League. WNBA, the Mystics take on the Mercury tonight in Phoenix. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
I'm Jeff Marv.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Lanks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound with big delays. The crash is south of Route 100. From time to time, they're stopping all lanes. And in fact, Route 100 barely moving, trying to get over toward 295. So think about some options. You might want to take 97, push south of there, and head toward your destination. On 95, we're okay passing Route 100. So that's a good option for you right now, down toward 32. Volume on 95 as you push through the Calverton area. Outer loop jammed around Silver Spring. The crash on 270 has been southbound near Montrose Road. That was along the left side. So it's 270 south before you get down to the lane divide. In Burke area, Virginia, the crash on Old Key Mill Road at Lee Chapel Road. And then I'm going to try to get you through town. It's going to be extra time for sure. Silver Hill Road as you pass the Suitland Parkway for accident activity. Now from Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're in a pretty good chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon today. Varying amounts of clouds, some sunshine this morning, and maybe a stray shower or two this afternoon. Scattered storms through this evening. After a lose the daytime heating, things will settle down. 89 today, then down to 76 overnight tonight. A hit or miss storm tomorrow afternoon, hotter, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Leesburg, 77 in Bethesda, and 77 in Washington. A train crash in Italy that killed at least 27 people may have been the result of human error. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You are listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. That's right, we're back together again and all primed for the convention next week. You betcha we'll be there broadcasting live from Cleveland. So
with
the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah.
Chris will be back too. We are primed and ready to go. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, John Townsend, AAA, talk about the district's addiction to speed cameras and how much money they're really making. Also, some audio of Paul Ryan last night at Town Hall on race, and Charles Barkley, some interesting comments on race. Lots coming up. Stay with us. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, a person who's been a good friend of this program, but not necessarily a great friend of the other members of the Fairfax County School Board, I guess.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah. I don't know why that is. Well, it has something to do with the fact that you're the only Republican on that school board, and they have taken to doing things around you, and they have taken to doing things without any public input, and they have taken to doing things that do not give the opportunity for the community to be involved in the education process for their children. So we love to give you airtime so that at least somebody hears the other voice here, and that people in Fairfax County are at least alert to what's going on at their school board. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? That was the funniest, sad way to start the interview.
Let's talk about. The transgendered policy is apparently about to be implemented in Fairfax County, and they have not yet had a real public hearing on it, and they've done these things around your back and keeping you not informed about what's happening. Tell us where we are on this thing.
Well, yes, it's a very sad situation. I will correct for the record that we did have a slight turn of events last November and starting service in January, is that we do have a couple more Republicans on the school board. Although, shouldn't it not be about that? That's really, you know, when we're talking about kids and education and the success in our community, boy, I wish it wouldn't come down to political party, but what a sad state of affairs that, you know, here we are again, gentlemen. We started this with May of last year, talking about implementing a transgender regulation in Fairfax County, and haven't had a single consultant report. We haven't had any information about what best practices are. We haven't had any information about what the costs are, and we certainly haven't had any information about how we're going to respect the privacy and the dignity and parental rights, culture, religious freedom of the rest of the students.
And actually, it's more than that, because parents who oppose these policies have not been given the opportunity to have any kind of conversation with the school board about it.
You know, it's real sad, because last May, you know, the promises were made from the dais that a handbook would be developed, that the regulation would be vetted publicly, that this would be a transparent and accountable process, and that we certainly wouldn't be headed down this road without the full faith and force of some best practices and a discussion with the public. And if we roll this thing out, as I feel that it's coming, and certainly ahead of the coming school year, without a transparent, open, and accountable process so that parents understand what's behind this regulation, what are we really doing, and what does it mean for young children in bathroom stalls and locker rooms, on overnight trips, on band trips or debate club trips or athletic teams. This is going to be, I think, a really poorly received another set of regulation foisted upon the public without public engagement. And that really does not sit well with an overwhelming, if not, you know, near unanimous majority of people that, you know, I've spoken to over the last 16 months.
Could you take a moment here, Elizabeth Schultz, to sort of articulate what your concerns are over what you believe this policy is going to be? Is it that you believe that a transgender individual who's using a restroom not necessarily in sync with their genetic sex, are they in some way a danger to children who are not transgender, or are you more concerned about kids who are going to, or possibly adults, who will game the system?
Well, you know, I hope that the latter is certainly not the case, although, you know, there are stories populating across the country of certainly people trying to take advantage of rules like this and pull things from a nefarious perspective. Mm-hmm. But the greater issue is not, you know, anything about a danger from one person to another. It is about where someone's individual rights end when they start infringing on someone else's. And if a parent or a student, or don't forget that this has to do with employees too, and Fairfax County has 40,000 employees between the part-time and full-time employees, that if their individual liberty for dignity and privacy in a hotel room, or the ability to serve on a team, remember this is all under Title IX, as a female who is biologically a female and right, not have to compete with a biological male and their physical or athletic prowess. That's really where we are. Are we going to have infringe on single-sex family life curriculum that students have the right to have access to? This is just a very complex issue. And when you try to do public policy either quickly with a political agenda or to a political end without understanding the complexities of this, that's really where the real issue lies. Is that if you had a good group of people who were publicly dealing with this issue and cross ideology, I think you'd have a much better policy, and people would feel vested in that everybody's view is represented. And instead, I think what we've got here is an outcome that is absolutely one-sided, and in the end, on its face, even if it isn't the answer, it certainly looks politically motivated.
Let me just jump in here and say that, since the people are not going to get a chance to have their say before the school board on this matter, we want to open up our phone lines and let you, you know, send a message to the Fairfax County. What do you want to say about this matter? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Before you go, what about the proposal to rename JEB, Jeb Stuart High School?
Well, so we have seen a little bit of forward progress on this, and that there was originally a work group proposed by one of the board members that had a predetermined outcome of, you know, we'll establish a work group, and the outcome is we're going to wing in the school and just tell us how to do it. And there was no way that I could possibly support a predetermined outcome of a working group. We're still looking like it's going to be a work group. The language is somewhat improved, but certainly at this point, you know, a survey has been done, the community has spoken, and much to my surprise, actually, the students and the community members in the area of Jeb Stuart actually said that they didn't want to change the name. I'm conflicted. The school buildings belong to the public, and if there was overwhelming support, I might be, you know, chagrined to vote for it, but certainly at this point, it doesn't look like the community wants it, and let's not rewrite history is sort of where I'm headed.
We'll have to leave it right there. Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, we greatly appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen.
But we're not going to leave it right there as far as the audience is concerned. If you'd like to have your opportunity, since you apparently are not going to get an opportunity to talk about transgendered policy before the school board, well, this is where Washington comes to talk. We have a platform. We have a soapbox. Get on the phone right now, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
816, let's go straight to WMAL traffic and weather. Jamie Witten is on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and we have two separate items on 395. First, we had the broken down 395 in the Shirlington area near Glebe, and now in the express lanes near the Pentagon for the crash, blocking one lane. So keep alert through that entire stretch. Inner loop of the Beltway, you come off of 95. Delays slow to get past Braddock Road and Little River Turnpike along the way. Had a broken down reported. Looking better on inbound 50 as you head toward the Beltway at Prosperity Avenue. Looks like that crash has been cleared. Around the Beltway, topside from College Park to Silver Spring, jammed. Jammed is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The crash is southbound south of Route 100. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got variable clouds and scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 89 degrees. Looking at a 50% chance of rain with those scattered thunderstorms. But if it does rain, it's going to be pretty heavy, they tell us. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms into the evening with a low of 76 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll have a few afternoon clouds. And again, we might see an afternoon thunderstorm develop. Tomorrow's high, 96 degrees. Right now, it's 76 degrees at 8:17.
8:17 on WMAL. You heard Elizabeth Schultz there talking about how the Fairfax County School Board is trying to foment a policy about transgendered individuals and what bathrooms they should use and how the school should handle it. And there's just one problem. They have basically done everything they can to keep the public from having a say in this matter. We'd like to know what you think about it. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Just for me, Larry, very quickly, that is my greatest concern. Look, and they're entitled to develop a policy, but they also have a responsibility to allow a free discussion of this matter and to let people come before the board and express their ideas. And what really bothers me most about this is the sort of the sneaky way they're going about this and their unwillingness to hear from the community. These are elected officials, and the public has a right, I would say, to have a say about these very controversial matters that are going to be decided in the Fairfax County School.
Well, maybe they want to avoid a scene like what happened October 1st when they did have a public forum.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. It's not your turn.
Away from my kids. Human rights for our children. Like a god.
Hate them on real life topics.
It's evil.
Gender identity.
Evil.
They had some very angry parents
well,
in that room.
Because they're being shut down. That's why. I mean, I would be angry as well. Well, to the phone lines we go. Michael and Burke, you're on with Brian and Larry. What's your thought?
First off, gentlemen, I'd like to compliment Jeanette Howe, who's our other member at large, who seems to be fighting for the people as well. I'm just going to quote you what I wrote to her, and she actually took the time to respond back to me on this issue. I said, the people, the public, are the real authority of our government, and the community want this ill-informed policy repealed, not a forum retracted and our voice taken away. This will be the foundation of our displeasure with your performance. If you represent the people, you repeal.
if you are beholden to false ideologies, keep the status quo. This is what happens when a mob gets a runaway position. So everybody that I know of, at least in my Lake Braddock district, does not support this policy. There are a few that might, but in general, everybody I've run into do not. And it's time for the school board to either start listening to us or just resign from their positions.
All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. How about Michelle in Fairfax? You're up next with Brian and Larry. What do you think, Michelle?
Hi. So I just want to point out that this Thursday, June 14th at 7 p.m., the school board will be having a meeting, and we are asking people to please, who care about this issue, come out and be present in the audience to because there will be some discussion from citizen participants on this. So come and let your voices be heard, because it's so important. And our children deserve, you know, parents who are engaged and willing to fight on this. Now is the time to get out there.
Can you tell me succinctly, Michelle, what your concerns about this policy are?
Well, these regulations have been written and submitted, quite honestly, in the dark of the night, and they're still not public on the Fairfax County School Board website. Mm-hmm. But promises that were made to parents last year that everything would stay the same once the policy was changed, the regulations, it would all be the same as the way it was before. That is not apparent in these regulations. The regulations talk about an affirmation
right.
of the students and their gender disposition, calling them by the proper pronouns. This is only dealing with staff and how they deal with transgender okay. students. It does not deal with students and disciplinary action against students who may refuse or even for religious reasons not want to use a bathroom with somebody from the opposite biological sex.
All right. Well, listen, I mean, this is why we wanted to open up the phone lines here to let people have a chance to say that. And Michelle makes a good point. You know, there is going to be a school board. What has happened in the past is people have not been given the opportunity to sign up to speak, or by the time they get a word that there's going to be an opportunity to speak, all of the, interestingly enough, all of the speaking slots have been filled. I wonder how that happens.
More of your calls in a moment. It's 8:22.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
A recent study showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist regularly is due to dental fear. Well, I can relate to that. My experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable. I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, and that fear and anxiety is now gone. You know, they're amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear, and honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental, and that's what they do with everyone who has a fear of the dentist. Everything is talked about in advance. It's all 100% permission based. So they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. In fact, you know, I'm due for my 6-month cleaning. And I'm clockwork now. I'm back. I'll be going back. Hopefully I can get in before the conventions. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, interested in sedation dentistry, or you know what, if you're just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over there at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. She's my bud. She'll set you up. 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $50,000 Jeep giveaway on Saturday, July 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win one of up to 55 prizes, including cash or a 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies, we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway jammed, but seeing some movement now with lanes reopened. Southbound Baltimore Washington Parkway, south of Route 100. That's south of the BWI exit. So just plan a little extra time there for sure. Route 100 very slow, trying to merge up onto the Baltimore Washington Parkway. 95 runs pretty well coming southbound until just about south of the ICC. They'll have that normal stop and go to join onto the outer loop beltway delays and through to Silver Spring. 270 southbound near Montrose, remnants of the earlier crash. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. Let's get you in through town. Trying to off the 14th Street Bridge. The big delay on 395 most of the way now from the beltway to the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway and lower 14th Street. 395 at Glebe Road had an incident and one at the Pentagon reported in the express lanes. Better if you're heading toward the Suitland Federal Center. You can do it now with the normal commute. They've cleared the crash on Silver Hill Road north of the Suitland Parkway. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software, clean up junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms in the forecast. Rain amounts of clouds and some sunshine today. Most of those storms this afternoon, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 degrees at 8:27.
We're taking your calls right now on Fairfax County School Board and the fact that they're about to adopt a transgendered policy, and they're not taking a lot of input from the public. But this is where Washington comes to talk. So you got your little platform. You got your soapbox there. Mark in D.C., you're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. By giving transgender people the choice to use whatever restroom that they would like to use, they are not giving non-transgender people the choice to use whatever restroom they would like to use. So, for example, they are taking the choice away from a girl to use a restroom that is not being used by a guy.
Well, look, I mean, this is a real concern, and look, a lot of people have differing opinions about this. I think my bigger concern is there should be a discussion, and there's not been a discussion. And if you think that, by the way, this only applies to Fairfax County, no, that's not the case. This is coming to a school district near you. Before long, you can count on it, because it seems to be a nationwide movement at this point. Thank you for your calls. It's now 8:28.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, the Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail. with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Coming up on WMAL, why is the District of Columbia so addicted to speed cameras? We'll tell you all about it. Also, you got to hear from Paul Ryan, who had a town hall last night and addressed the ongoing Black Lives Matter issue. And Charles Barkley, who is not Speaker of the House, but he spoke out about Black Lives Matter. I wonder whose comments you like better, Charles Barkley or the Speaker of the House? You decide after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. British Prime Minister David Cameron got a standing ovation this morning at the end of his final Prime Minister's questions before the House of Commons.
I will miss the roar of the crowd. I will miss the barbs from the opposition. But I will be willing you on.
Cameron is stepping down today, making way for new Prime Minister Theresa May. The police chief of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, says a burglary at a pawn shop led to the arrests of three suspects, now accused of stealing guns in a plot to kill police.
There was a break-in at a local pawn shop over the weekend. About eight handguns were stolen. During the course of the investigation, authorities were able to track down at least three individuals and detain them, one of which, 17-year-old Antonio Thomas, telling investigators that they, quote, plan to look for bullets to kill police.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval, a possible fourth suspect may still be at large. Closing arguments are expected tomorrow in the Baltimore trial of one of the police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. The defense rested yesterday in the trial of Lieutenant Brian Rice. Donald Trump is calling on a Supreme Court justice to resign.
Trump intensifying his battle with Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Trump now calling on Ginsburg to step down, tweeting early this morning that Justice Ginsburg embarrassed all by making very dumb political statements about me. Her mind is shot. Resign. In an interview with CNN, Justice Ginsburg blasted Trump as a faker who really has an ego.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. And Virginia's Advisory Council on Open Records says Governor Terry McAuliffe cannot keep secret the list of convicted felons whose rights he's restored. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,348. The NASDAQ at 50,23. Sports, the American League beats the National 4-2 at the All-Star Game. Bryce Harper goes 1-for-2. Max Scherzer pitches one scoreless inning. WNBA, the Mystics take on Phoenix tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital.
With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova. Join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand-new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open on July 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Inbound New York Avenue. New incident reported before you get to Bladensburg Road. 295. It is slow each direction. In fact, jammed off 50 in the B-dub and the northbound side just north of the Beltway. All to head either onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the freeway and over the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street. 14th Street Bridge. A continuous backup begins off the Beltway for 395. This will be a late rush hour. We've had two late incidents here. 395, one at the Pentagon is in the express lanes blocking the right side. The George Washington Parkway also hung up to get to the 14th Street Bridge. Here we go into Georgetown. Key Bridge, slow. We have the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, heavy to get onto Constitution Avenue. So all those feeder roads and the GW Parkway slow to merge on. On the Virginia Beltway through Annandale, no late problems reported here. Just the delay, stop and go. And then as you head north of 66, often on those brakes until you get to the American Legion Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms with a little increased humidity today, and then we'll see some hotter temperatures come in by tomorrow. 89 about where we should be this time of year, and some scattered storms this afternoon through this evening. An overnight quieting down, 76. Some with a few clouds. Tomorrow will pop up a storm in the afternoon in places, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Herndon, 72 in Beltsville, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Duncan Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry back in the house, and we are, well, it's good to be back now, sort of, you know, get warmed up and in the groove before we head out to Cleveland for the big convention next week.
A big week, and even more exciting, the convention the week after in Philadelphia. Yeah. I love playing with the Democrats.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. We'll have complete coverage. We're on the road for the conventions next week and the week after, so you don't want to miss that. Listen, we want to talk briefly about what's going on with traffic cameras. As you know, this is a long-running story here in the District of Columbia and a great concern of mine personally. And there's a story in the Washington Examiner today that I just wanted to bring to everybody's attention in case you hadn't seen it. Because the case is always made that we must have these traffic cameras. We must have the speed cameras. We must have the cameras because it makes the town a safer place. That's always the argument. It's always about safety. I've never really believed that it's about safety. I believe it's about, you know, making money. And here's the story from the Washington Examiner. The District of Columbia is on track right now to make $148 million from traffic tickets in this fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. If everything keeps going the way it is right now, and it's been pretty consistent, they will bring in almost $150 million. What's interesting about this is in 2014, the revenue from these traffic cameras plunged dramatically, and they weren't making near as much money, and everybody thought, well, it's because people have learned where the cameras are, or maybe they've actually slowed down a little bit when they're driving around town. But it turns out that's not the case at all. And with new additional cameras in the mix, $150 million in traffic camera revenue coming into the district this year. And by the way, since they started, about $500 million in revenue. So I don't really think, I never have thought it's about the safety. And I'm not sure that you could make a hard and fast case that, you know, it has had an impact in a way. But the one thing it has had an impact on, it gives the district a lot of money to play with.
Oh, I've seen some reports that traffic safety has improved because of these things. I mean, it is logical, isn't it? People don't speed as much as they used to when they know that there's a camera around, right? You don't you modify your behavior if you know there's a camera.
Well, I don't drive in the district if I can help
it.
Well,
there you go. Well, that'll keep things safe right there.
That's right.
Listen.
the district is safe for my driving habits.
It's not either or. It could be, yes and in terms of, you know, is it about revenue or safety? They may just be doing this, and yes, they're addicted to money, the district council, I have no doubt about that, but that doesn't mean that it's not also good for safety as well. One way to keep from paying those fines, of course, is to drive the speed limit, as posted on the signs in the District of Columbia. John Townsend with AAA chimed in on this with WMAL News.
Number one, they should obey all speed limits and all traffic signs and signals and traffic rules, but you don't have to take this line down because the system is rigged against you.
The system is rigged. Boy, that is really becoming a common theme. Maybe Donald Trump should run on the anti-traffic camera platform.
It's one thing to be 100% for traffic safety, and that's where most of us are. But if it smells like exploitation and it acts like exploitation, then it probably is exploitation.
Now, if they're raising that kind of money, Brian Wilson, I'm just looking to see when the district council will take up a measure to reduce taxes, since they've got so much money coming in traffic.
You're making so much money on the traffic. Why don't you then say, okay, we're going to take that and we're going to give it back to the people in the District of Columbia? But of course, that will never happen.
No, it
never happens.
Because before anything else, they are addicted to taxpayers' money, and this is just another way to get it. So yeah, I get that. I also do believe that traffic cameras can make communities safer, though, especially residential communities.
I know we talk about this all the time, but I'm not convinced, because when I sit and watch what happens at a traffic camera is, very quickly, you identify where the camera is. And what you do is you slow down for about 40 yards. And then they go right back to doing what they were doing before.
And if it's a cop on a motorcycle, what do?
They do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So at least we're not paying for the cop on the motorcycle.
Yeah, maybe.
It is 8:42 on WMAL.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy, or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
Listen up, it's the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. For the first time ever, you're going to get a month of Genucel free with your order today. That's right. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. You've heard me rave about the most effective under-eye bags and puffiness treatment called Genucel. It's a plant stem cell therapy, and with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours. That is guaranteed, or your money back. And as a special bonus gift, Chamonix is going to give away their best-selling LaSance neck treatment for free. It's free when you order Genucel today. Listen, Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California. Hey, my old hometown there. She wrote in and said, I've been using this product for over a year now, and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. I love Genucel. Try it out. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call right now. Chamonix is going to pay for your shipping and handling. So think about that. You get a free month supply, and you get the LaSance neck treatment, and you get free shipping and handling. Three free gifts. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
I'm here with Dr. Cindy Cook, president of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, to talk about a new Veterans Administration plan to improve access to health care for area veterans and reduce VA wait times. Now, what can you tell us, Dr. Cook?
Today, too many veterans are waiting to receive health care in the VA system. In May, VA presented an important plan that would improve veteran health care and reduce wait times at VA facilities. The proposal would give veterans direct access to high-quality nurse practitioner care, and the proposal is now open for public comment.
Well, how can we make sure local veterans in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have direct access to nurse practitioners?
Well, I would encourage listeners to submit their public comment to the VA supporting the proposed rule before the July 25th deadline. In a few clicks, you can write the VA at www.veteransdeservecare.org and tell them that you support their plan for patient-centered, high-quality nurse practitioner care for our veterans.
Thank you, Dr. Cook. Listeners, that's veteransdeservecare.org, sponsored by the American Association of Nurse Practitioners.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go straight to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's DuPont Circle. Be careful getting through that circle. Had problems with the signal lights throughout the morning. DDOT crew say it's just about repaired and getting a little bit better through there, but still use caution. 395 delays are now after the Beltway, but not much after the Beltway. As you head through Landmark, jammed across the 14th Street Bridge and even across those express lanes on the lower 14th Street. Had two incidents on 395, one at Glebe, one at the Pentagon. On 110, if you're trying to get over toward the Memorial Circle, extra volume this morning because of a crash. So that explains why you're in those delays. Arlington Boulevard to try to get over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge were bunched up. 66, that normal jam to get over the TR and onto Constitution Avenue. Quite tedious, but it's there. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the multi-car crash southbound 295 BW Parkway, south 100 gone, and those delays are actually easing quite well through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're at a pretty good chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon today. Varying amounts of clouds, some sunshine this morning, and maybe a stray shower or two. This afternoon, scattered storms through this evening. After we lose the daytime heating, things will settle down. 89 today, then down to 76 overnight tonight. A hit or miss storm tomorrow afternoon, hotter, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees in your nation's capital. It's 8:46 on WMAL.
Find out how you can earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. With 90 programs and specializations for today's in-demand careers, you'll gain the skills you need to fulfill your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
We've got to replace Obamacare. We've got to grow the economy. We've got to get cronyism out of the system. I can go on and on. None of those things Hillary Clinton's going to advance. She represents a third Obama term. I don't think that's good for America. I think that's the wrong direction.
The Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, yesterday on a CNN town hall, discussing his decision to endorse Donald Trump and why.
I did endorse Donald Trump, and the reason I endorsed him is I spent a month walking through our agenda with him, talking about what we in Congress are trying to achieve and why we believe this country is heading in the wrong direction, what our principles are, and how we want to apply those principles. And I wanted to make sure that he understood where we were trying to go and that we had a willing partner to take us there. And we do. And that is why I endorsed Donald Trump.
And he went on to say, listen, it's a binary choice. You got Hillary Clinton or you Donald Trump. You don't have a third choice. And I know which direction I don't want this country to go. And that's why I endorsed Donald Trump.
Hmm.
Now, he was also asked about the growing racial tensions in America in light of what happened last week in Dallas, of course, and also the officer-involved shootings in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And listen to this line of Paul Ryan. I don't have the audio, but I'll read it to you.
Yeah.
People feel like they're being discriminated against, and they're not safe because of the color of their skin. So that's profound. And because people believe that, we have to listen to that. And we have to hear about it, we have to understand it, and then, instead of just talking, let's go try solving it. Now, listen, I like the idea of instead of just talking, let's try solving it, but what are we solving? It's very hard to deal with people's feelings, isn't it? I mean, as a conservative, I don't like addressing things on a feelings-based. I like looking at facts and reality and data. And I don't know. I feel like... I feel
I think that Speaker Ryan was just trying to be as politically correct and non-confrontational as possible because he's afraid of being called insensitive.
Well, look, I mean, I keep hearing this talk about we need to have a national dialogue. Well, you know, I don't know that that's what we need. What I think we need to have is an understanding about what the law requires and the rule of law and that you can't go around, you know, killing people and you shooting at police officers. That needs to be, you know, made very clear.
I don't
know that there's a whole lot of conversation about what needs to happen here. Now, do they make the case that perhaps they have black people are being killed in dramatically different numbers than white people are being killed by police officers? I don't think you can make that case.
No, and if you do want to make a case that we need to change the way we police certain neighborhoods in this country, you don't do it by marching in the street, blocking traffic to keep sick children and babies and ambulances from being able to get to a hospital. You don't disrupt people's lives. You don't chant, you know, kill cops or pigs in a blanket. That's not a way to get people on your side.
Yeah.
Here, you want to have a conversation? You want to have a national dialogue? Let's have this guy start it. You know, forget about what Paul Ryan said for a minute. Listen to Charles Barkley.
I always tell myself as a black man, am I part of the problem? Am I part of the solution? And if I'm out doing illegal stuff, stupid stuff, I'm part of the problem. If I'm helping young black kids go to college like I'm trying to do, if I'm giving money to causes to help young black men get it, I know I'm part of the solution.
Charles Barkley, the round mound of rebound, the great collegiate player from Auburn and the professional player in Philadelphia and in Houston and in Phoenix, now an NBA Hall of Famer and a member of TNT's basketball commentating team. He is saying some pretty interesting things.
The cops have made some mistakes that don't give us the right to riot and shoot cops. We need the cops, especially in the black community. We as black people, we've got to do better. We never get mad when black people kill each other, which that always has bothered me.
Yeah, me too.
It has always bothered me.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a little more Barkley?
I think he's absolutely right.
There's a little more Barkley.
I've always said, we as black people, if you want respect, you have to give each other respect. You can't demand respect from white people and the cops if we don't respect each other. So we got to do better as black people. The cops have made some mistakes. But there's a lot of blame to go around. But I'm not going to get on TV and yell like all these other idiots. But I'm willing to sit down with anybody and have a constructive criticism.
Dean, now that's a guy I'd like to have a beer summit.
Yeah, I agree.
It's 8:51 on WMAL.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Rent-A-State, yes. Call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or for investment property. Renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. Why? Well, because there's such a high demand for rentals. Our region is so transient, people moving in and out for jobs or for college or what have you. And with renting, your home becomes a cash register. It rings every month, providing you with great cash flow. Someone else pays your mortgage while you still get tax savings, appreciation, and equity. But to make Rent-A-State really work, you got to get the experts at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They make renting your home as easy as possible. And that's all they do, by the way. They don't sell homes. They don't buy homes. They rent your property. Beginning, middle, and end of the story with Renter's Warehouse. That's all they do. And they're going to find you quality tenants for top dollar on average in just 17 days. They're going to handle all the pesky paperwork, their rent collection, even those 3 a.m. phone calls, all that for a flat fee of just $80 a month. Why don't you call them? Find out how much your home will rent for. You'll get a free rent price analysis right now when you call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
It's a question every mom and dad wants answered. What's your kid really up to? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The CDC's Youth Risk Behavior Survey has been conducted every year since 1991. It now covers 118 health behaviors, as well as statistics on obesity and asthma. This year's report found that the prevalence of most health risk behaviors, like riding with a driver who's been drinking alcohol, physical fighting, current cigarette use, has decreased. Some behaviors have not changed, though, including smokeless tobacco use, having ever used marijuana, and attending phys ed classes. Some have increased, such as being overweight or obese. Now, the survey helps identify newly emerging behaviors and also monitors long-standing youth risk behaviors over time. And the results highlight the continued need for improvements in reducing risks among teens. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
8:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
What's working better for commuters? Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Go ahead, you can use that southbound, south of 100. The crash is gone and the delays on the approach completely cleared out, even passing the exit for BWI. Little bit of volume in Jessup and south as you approach 197, but that's about it. 95 in pretty good shape. Southbound passing 32, brief delays at 216 each direction. For 270, southbound in Rockville had the earlier crash at Montrose. Fine lanes open now, but slow still. 395 jammed as you head through Landmark across the 14th Street Bridge. Had the oversized truck at the entrance to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It looks like it's finally moved along, but each direction of the freeway is just solid. It's causing a late rush hour for sure. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app. Has maps for the entire world, offline, turn-by-turn navigation. It means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the thunderstorms today come with an afternoon and evening bias, and then they'll back off. 89 today's high temperature. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 degrees at 8:56.
You ever had your transmission go out on you? Not good. You know, it usually doesn't go out right away. There are warning signs. Well, here's the deal. Receiving a special assessment fee from your timeshare is kind of like your transmission going out. You know, it's just a matter of time till a pipe breaks, a storm hits, and then as the owner, you get stuck with the fee. Don't get stuck with the fee. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. With Timeshare Exit Team, you'll sit down face-to-face with your own personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and enter my name, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and enter my name, Chris Plant.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2020. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2020.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking to our good friend Jake Tapper.
And Cliff May, and I got to go catch some Pokemon around town before today.
Chase that one out of the studio, would you?
Drive at 5. We also have to inflate all the whoopee cushions to get ready for the Republican convention. Speaking of whoopee cushions, here comes Steve Malzberg. Hey, Steve.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Larry, to you. Obama, it's all about the numbers. He mentions himself 45 times in the memorial speech yesterday, and Lynch refuses to answer 74 questions, and Trump moves up in the polls. We're coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, W.